Bienvenido, señor presidente, a la Casa Blanca. I am honored you are here to visit me in the White House. We have had a meaningful conversation, a conversation that you would expect among people who have a deep desire to serve their respective people. Mr. President, I've been impressed by un corazón grande. You care deeply about the people of your country, and I have felt that compassion. I told the President that the United States wants to help. We want to help with education and health care. We care deeply about people being able to work. We believe in the social justice agenda. I believe that it's important that the United States be in a position to help influence the lives of citizens that simply want a more hopeful day. And Mr. President, it gives me great comfort to know that you're the person with whom we can work. I'm impressed by the fact that you want to take a strong stand against corruption. There's nothing more discouraging than to have the government of a people steal their money. And so we stand with you. You got a hard job. I understand that. But you bring the right spirit to the job, and so I want to welcome you to the White House and thank you for your conversation.
En primer lugar, muchas gracias por la invitación. Para nosotros,
thank you very much for the invitation.
Para nosotros es motivo de alegría y de compromiso al mismo tiempo poder profundizar las históricas relaciones con los Estados Unidos.
It is a commitment and a joy to be able to reinforce our historic relationship with the United States.
Muchos se han preguntado por qué en este momento.
Many people have asked why now.
Y yo creo que con mucha más razón cuando el presidente Bush está dejando el poder administrador de este país, porque creemos en la institucionalidad de la democracia.
And I think that it's particularly important to visit President Bush in his last days in the White House because we think it's very important to impress upon the world the importance of democratic institutions.
Y porque creemos también que las personas pasamos.
And also because we believe that we as individuals, people, pass.
Escribimos páginas, quizás no tan importantes, de la historia política de nuestros respectivos pueblos.
We have written that our personal history is not as important as the history of our respective people.
En Paraguay hemos entrado en la política para cambiar la historia de nuestro país.
In Paraguay, I have entered politics in order to change the history of our country.
No entramos en la política para beneficiarnos de la industria sin humo, que significa la política como manera de enriquecerse rápidamente.
We have not come into politics in order to get into the smokeless industry that is to steal from the people of the country.
Entramos en la política con la convicción cristiana de ejercer el poder, pero como servicio a los más humildes, a los más olvidados de nuestros pueblos.
We came in as Christians because our Christian duty is to serve the poorest and the neediest of our people.
Y estamos hoy como presidente de Paraguay acogiendo con serenidad todos los desafíos que se nos presentan para rehacer la historia de nuestro pueblo.
And today as president of Paraguay we're taking on all of the challenges with the greatest serenity possible so that we can help our people.
Nos duele como vive nuestro pueblo, nos duele el hambre, la ignorancia, la migración de los jóvenes, los desocupados, los sin techo, nos duele profundamente en el alma.
We are profoundly hurt in our souls by poverty, by the exodus of our young people, by the lack of education, by people who don't have roofs over their heads. We are profoundly moved by those people.
Pero ese dolor también está impregnado de valentía, de coraje y de decisión.
But that pain is also impregnated with courage and decisiveness.
Hemos afirmado desde el inicio de nuestro gobierno que si habrá una característica que le dé el sello a nuestro gobierno, sería la solidaridad internacional.
And we have said since the very beginning that if there was anything that was to to distinguish our government, it would be international solidarity.
Nunca olvido que un campesino en mi pueblo me había dicho que necesitan que les llegue el pan, no importándole que sea de la mano de la izquierda o de la mano de la derecha, con tal que llegue ese alimento.
I'll never forget that when I talked to one of our agricultural people, one of the people out in the country, a farmer, who said, what we need is bread. We don't care if it comes from the left hand or from the right hand. We just need somebody to give us food.
Por eso estamos como presidente en Paraguay, porque hemos tenido la confianza de la mayoría de la ciudadanía que desea que Paraguay también recobre la dignidad como nación.
And that's why we are here, because the Paraguayans have asked us to be here as president to try to recover Paraguay's dignity as a nation.
Y le decía al presidente Bush que teníamos muchos sueños, sobre todo el sueño colectivo y también el sueño personal.
And I told President Bush that we have a lot of dreams, collective dreams, but also my personal dream.
Y nuestro sueño es que Paraguay sea conocido no por su corrupción, sino por su honestidad y por transparencia administrativa en la gestión de gobierno.
And our dream is that Paraguay be known not for its corruption, but for its transparency and for its dignity as a people and as a country.
Y creemos y estamos convencidos que lo lograremos.
And we believe, we're convinced, that we will be able to achieve that.
Muchas gracias.
Sí. Thank you. Gracias, señor. Thank you, sir. Thank you.